6. Covent Garden on Wednesday. Jack Harding sometimes goes shopping in Covent Garden. Covent Garden is well known for many interesting and wonderful shops. Outside Covent Garden, there are often buskers who make people happy with their music. Mr. Harding enjoys going to Covent Garden. He enjoys looking at the shops, having a cup of tea somewhere, and listening to a busker. Tomorrow is Wednesday. He is going to go to Covent Garden again. He is going to listen to a busker there. He is going to have a cup of tea there. He is going to look at the shops and he is going to buy something there. How is Jack going to go to Covent Garden? He is going to go there by bus. He doesn't have to go by bus, but he likes going through London by bus. Buses in London have an upper deck and a lower deck. They are called double-decker buses. Jack likes to sit at the front on the upper deck. From there he can see everything as they drive along the streets. Jack gets off the bus near Covent Garden and walks the last bit. Outside the building there are a lot of people listening to a busker. Jack also stops to listen to the music. The busker is a young man from New Zealand. He can sing very well. When he has finished singing his song, Jack puts 50p in the busker's hat. Then Jack enters the building. There are a lot of people walking from shop to shop. It is very busy. I think I'll first go to the tea shop, he said to himself. They have very nice teas there. The tea shop was nearby. Jack entered the shop. There was a wonderful smell of many different teas in the shop. Jack likes to smell tea. The shop assistant smiled at him and said, "Hello, can I help you?" "Yes, please. I'd like some black tea and some green tea, please." The shop assistant showed him some different teas. Jack decided to buy some green tea from China and some black tea from India. "That'll be £4.26," the shop assistant said. Jack gave the shop assistant £5. The shop assistant gave him 74p change. The wonderful smell of tea has made Jack thirsty. "I think I'll have a cup of tea now," he said as he left the shop. Getting something to eat and drink is no problem in Covent Garden. Jack soon found a nice cafe and took a seat. He took a seat means that he sat down. A young waitress came to him. "Hello," she said, "what would you like to have?" "A cup of tea, please." "Would you like Darjeeling or Ceylon tea?" "I'll have a cup of Ceylon tea, please." "Would you like anything with your tea?" "No, thank you, just the tea." The waitress soon brought him his tea, which he was happy to drink. The tea was £1.19. He left the waitress £1.50 on the table, then he went on his way again. What is Jack going to do next? Where is he going to go? He's going to go to a cheese shop. Jack and his wife like eating cheese. He knows a shop in Covent Garden that sells the most wonderful cheeses. So he is going to buy some nice cheese in the shop. There is a strong smell of cheese in the air when Jack enters the shop. Jack likes to smell cheese. He buys 2 pieces of cheese for £7.83. Then he leaves the cheese shop again. He is now carrying 2 kinds of tea in one bag and 2 kinds of cheese in another bag. After leaving the cheese shop, Jack is going to visit a shop most visitors to Covent Garden never see. It is a secret shop that only magicians know about. How is he going to get to the secret shop? There is a door in the lower part of the building. The door is locked, but when a magician rings the bell, the door is opened. Only magicians can visit this shop. So Jack is going to ring the bell to the shop. The door is going to be opened, and Jack is going to enter the secret shop. When Jack enters the shop assistant recognizes him at once. The shop assistant knows Mr. Harding, as he has been to the shop many times before. "Good day, Mr. Harding," the shop assistant said. What can I do for you today? I need a new top hat. My old one doesn't look nice anymore. Certainly, Mr. Harding. What color would you like? Black, please. The shop assistant brings several top hats for Mr. Harding to look at. Mr. Harding recognizes one top hat at once. He recognizes it because it looks just like his old top hat. I'll take this one, he said. How much is it? £389, Mr. Harding. Mr. Harding gives him £400, and the shop assistant gives him £11 change and the top hat. Oh, and this came for you, Mr. Harding, the shop assistant said, and gave him a letter. When magicians in London get mail about their work, this is often not sent to their homes. Important letters about magic are often left at the magic shop, where magicians can get and read them. Mr. Harding looked at the envelope. It looked very old. There was a stamp of Queen Victoria on it. It said Hong Kong on the stamp. There was a date on the envelope. It was the 4th of April, 1884. This letter has taken a long time to get here, Mr. Harding said. Yes and no, Mr. Harding, the shop assistant said. Mr. Harding opened the envelope. There was a short letter in it. Dear Mr. Harding, please come to the Royal Victoria Dock today at 3 p.m. Your Chinese friend. Jack Harding looked at his watch. There was just enough time for him to get to the dock. To make sure no one followed him, he first took a bus to Greenwich. There he had to cross the River Thames. The nicest and best way was to go by cable car. He paid £4.50 and got on the cable car in Greenwich. The cable car took him across the river and to the Royal Victoria Dock in 10 minutes. From the cable car he could see a lot of ships below in the river. He went past the Millennium Dome, which was built to celebrate the year 2000. Then the Royal Victoria Dock appeared in front of him. He recognized it at once. Soon he got off the cable car again and walked the last few meters to the dock. The Royal Victoria Dock was opened in 1855 and it was closed in 1980. The dock has been closed since 1980. When Jack Harding came to the dock, he was surprised. Why was he surprised? He was surprised because he saw a ship at the dock. He knew the dock was closed, so it was surprising to see a ship there. It was a very old steamship. This also surprised him. It was surprising to see an old steamship at a dock that was closed. Now, what am I going to find here? He asked himself as he walked towards the old steamship. When he got to the ship, a man came towards him. The man was carrying a parcel. Good day, Mr. Harding, the man said. I've got a parcel for you from Hong Kong. Thank you, Mr. Harding said, and took the parcel. He looked at the parcel. He knew exactly who the parcel was from, as he recognized the handwriting at once. When he looked up again, the old ship was already steaming away. Mr. Harding went home with a mysterious parcel. When he is at home, he is going to open the parcel. When he has opened it, he'll know what is in it.